Lord, help me. If you turn to Genesis chapter 33. Genesis chapter 33. Sort of lengthy reading tonight. If you'll follow along with us, we'll start with verse 1. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, Who are those with thee? And he said, the children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaids came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves, and Leah also with her children, and came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, what meanest thou by all the drove which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. I'd like to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, on I have enough. Those three words, I have enough. I have enough. Those two words, those three words were spoken by two different men. It's very seldom that you hear very many people say, I have enough. Most generally, most people are constantly searching for more. Most generally, people are constantly reaching out. They want more. They don't feel that they have enough. But here is a man, two men, Esau and Jacob. We know these two men. We have read about these two men. We have read the beginning of their life. When they were in the womb, we read that there was a struggle that went on between these two brothers. They are twins. They were born to Isaac and Rebekah. And when they were in the womb of Rebekah had entreated the Lord. Isaac had entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And there, then she bare these two boys. While they were in the womb, they struggled. And when Jacob came forth, he didn't come forth without first grabbing a hold of Esau's heel. Esau came out first, red and hairy. And then Jacob came forth and he was second to his brother. Therefore, Esau was the elder brother. And Esau was the one who was to inherit the blessing. We find these two men, Jacob, which means supplanter or deceiver. And throughout his life, we find that Jacob lived up to that name. He was a supplanter. He was a deceiver. We find that one day when his brother Esau came in from the field and he was hungry and he said, give me some of that pottage. Jacob, the deceiver, said, sell me this day thy birthright. And it was that day that Esau sold his birthright. Amen. Then we read of Jacob and Esau, and when Isaac is at the point of death, his eyes are dim, he is going to bless Esau. He tells Esau to go out and kill him some of that venison that he might eat and bless him. Well, Rebekah overheard it, and you know the story well, as we have all read it for, as children in Sunday school. But Jacob was going to deceive his father. Amen. Rebekah had devised a plan. Rebekah was as much a part of this as Jacob, and she devised a plan that Jacob might receive the blessing and steal his brother's birthright, the blessing. So, when they came forth, Jacob came in and he inherited the blessing. He deceived his father. Amen. When his father asked him, "Who art thou?" He said, "I am Esau, thine eldest son." Esau. Jacob, the deceiver, deceived his own father. Isaac said, "The hands are the hands of Esau, but the voice is the voice of Jacob." Amen. So he deceived his brother. Esau became angry at this when he came in and realized that Jacob had stole the blessing from him. And Esau came in and was angry with his brother and was sought to kill his younger brother. Amen. So therefore, Rebekah overheard it and sent her son Jacob away. Amen. And now we come to the point where they have been apart for years, and now they're going to meet one another, and Jacob trembles that he's going to meet his elder brother. He knows there's going to be trouble. Amen. So the night before, he wrestles with God. Amen. And there he wrestled until the breaking of the day. And it was there that Jacob got enough. It was there that Jacob got to the place where he could say, "I have enough." Amen. For Jacob wrestled with the angel to the breaking of the day. And the angel said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." Amen. Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me. I'm not going to let you go without a blessing." Amen. So, there, in that hold, the angel of the Lord asked Jacob a question. Of all the questions that this angel could have asked Jacob, of all the things that God could have asked Jacob at this point, he asked him, "What is thy name?" God already knew his name. He knows the number of the hairs that are on our head. He knew Jacob's name. Why did he ask him that question? The last time that Jacob had been asked that question, he had lied. And he had said, "I am Esau." But at this point, God has a hold on him. And Jacob realizes who he is. And he confesses. And he doesn't lie this time. And he says, "I am Jacob. I am the supplanter." Amen. That's who I am. I am the deceiver. And he realized who he was. And then that is when God changed his name. Amen. And he said, "As a prince hast thou prevailed with God." And now these two brothers, they meet. Amen. And Jacob has sent blessings ahead, gifts that he might appease his brother, the anger and soften the anger of his brother. And so here they are, they meet, and Jacob tries to get his brother to take his blessings. And Esau says, "I have enough." Amen. I have enough. I want to preach tonight, the Lord help me on "I have enough." Here is an ungodly man that says, "I have enough." And here is a godly man that says, "I have enough." The words are the same, but when they're spoken from different hearts, they have different meanings. Amen. Jacob's enough was all. Amen. If you read the marginal reference, when he says, "I have enough," he was saying, "I have all things." He was saying, "I have all that I need." Amen. I have all that I need. Amen. I have got God. I have found God. Amen. The night before, God has changed my name. He changed who I was, and I have enough. But the ungodly man, his enough was not enough. Right. Amen. He did not have enough, but he thought he had enough. Amen. It is very seldom that ungodly men say that they have enough. They are constantly reaching for more. Oh, how that ought to be an example to those of us who have God, to really feel like we have enough because we have God. Amen. Esau did not have enough. He was an ungodly man. But this ungodly man says, "I have enough. I have all I need. I have enough." Amen. Isn't it awkward that he would say, "I have enough," when Paul wrote of him in Hebrews chapter 12, and he called this man Esau profane. Profane person who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Amen. Esau did not have enough. What a tragedy when an ungodly man feels like he has enough without God. Because when you don't have God, you don't have enough. Amen. He felt like he had enough of the temporary things. And he may have had enough of the temporary things to satisfy him. Amen. But it was not enough. Amen. Paul described him as a profane person. He did not care for the things of God. He was an ungodly man. A man who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. But this other man, Jacob, he had enough because he had prevailed with God. And it's only then and only then can you really have enough when you have prevailed with God in prayer. Amen. Oh, I would love for some of our young people to feel like they really had enough. Amen. All to be really satisfied with having God and God alone. Amen. You may not be able to go where your friends at school go, but if you have God, you've got enough. Amen. There was a man stopped by my house yesterday. Two of them. Elder Hamilton and I can't remember the other elder brother. Amen. But they were Mormon men. Amen. And I walked out my front door. I didn't invite them in. I walked out my front door and I took my Bible with me when I went. They said, "I am Elder Hamilton and this is Elder so-and-so. We are Mormons. Amen. And we'd like to show you some things." I said, "Don't even waste your time. Amen. I've got to eat dinner. I've got to mow my yard." And I said, "I've got the Bible, the God's holy book. I believe it's the infallible Word of God. And that's all I need. That's enough." Amen. I don't need Joseph Smith. I don't need Moroni. Amen. I showed him that scripture, Galatians 1 and 8, where he said, "If an angel teach you any other gospel, let him be accursed." Amen. I said, "I've got the Word of God. I believe the Word of God. And that's all I need. I've got enough." Hallelujah. Oh, for young people that would feel like they had enough. If you get God in your heart, you'll have enough. Amen. You'll have enough for this life, and you'll have enough for the life to come. Amen. Amen. So when I was 17 years old, I knelt down at 10th Street on the front pew, and I got enough. Amen. I'm 32 years old now, and it's been enough. You've got enough. Amen. If you've got God, then you've got enough. Yeah. Amen. Lest there be any profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Yet this man said, "I've got enough." Amen. You may think popularity will satisfy you. You may think popularity will cause you to feel like you've got enough. But it ain't enough. Amen. Amen. One man said, if you can find one man, it would be easier to find one man that has not sinned than to find a man that has not committed the same sin twice. Why? Because you're not satisfied with that little bit. Amen. You're not satisfied with a little bit. You'll want more. Amen. You'll go deeper. Amen. You'll commit that act again. You'll do it again because you don't feel like you got enough. Sin never satisfies. Esau sought for repentance and he sought it bitterly. Amen. With tears. But he did not find it. Amen. Because he didn't have enough. Amen. He had his chance. He had his opportunity. But he didn't get enough. Amen. But Jacob was altogether different because he got enough. Amen. Oh, the tragedy of an ungodly man who feels like he has enough. Amen. He does not have God, but yet he feels like he's got enough. Amen. Oh, God, satisfy our heart where that we can feel like as long as we got God, then we've got enough. Amen. I work in a large factory. When I first started there was 3,000. Now, there's 1,600. Amen. Nearly cut in half. We hear rumor after rumor. We hear we're doing good. We hear we're doing great. Then we hear we're going to cut 600, 700, 800. Amen. You hear rumor after rumor. Amen. But this morning I heard another rumor. And you know what? I walked away saying, amen, I don't care if J.T. Battenberg does not want to keep Delphi across the street on Dryden Road. Amen. As long as I've got God, then I've got enough. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Did he not say, "I'll freely give you all things"? All things.
All things are thine. Amen. As the Father has given me, so give I you. Amen. As long as I've got God, then I've got enough. Jesus is all I need. And He's more than enough. Amen. More than enough. Amen. To supply my every need. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some have said, Dryden Rose having trouble with their young people. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. As long as we've got God, then we've got enough to get them back in. Amen. We've got enough here that are filled with the power of God to pray it through. Amen. We've got mothers that are crying for their children. We've got fathers who are heartbroken for their children. Amen. We've got enough. And there's enough of the power of God in this place. Amen. To lay conviction on the heart of a sinner and bring them to the altar. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, help us to be satisfied with King Jesus. Having you is all we need. Amen. I thank God for those that are here. Amen. That started when this church was in Highview Platte. Amen. I don't know the full history of my church, and that's my own fault. Amen. We've printed it up, and I've read it, but I've forgotten a lot of it. And I don't know how many were here when it was at Highview Platte, but I know there's some godly saints, amen, that know that God is enough. Amen. If you want to build by faith, amen, and believe God, then God's enough. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for a pastor who has stood here for nearly 25 years and preached the gospel because God was enough. Amen. And when people walked away from holiness, he stood alone because he felt like if he had God, then he could stand with God. And God was enough. Oh God, help us, help us, help us, help us, God. Help us to have young men that'll stand up and know that God's enough. Amen. He's enough for my family. Amen. I've looked in the eyes of my two children. Amen. And I know that there are mothers and fathers that are here that knelt down beside their children when they were babies and asked God to watch over them. Amen. And I know they had high ambition. And I know they had high hope. Amen. But the enemy has come in and slipped them away from us. But I come to tell you that God's enough. Amen. Amen. We'll come through this. Amen. We'll come through this together. Amen. We'll see the sun shine again. Amen. Because God's enough. And when God gets in it, God will be enough. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. God is in this place. Amen. Amen. Oh God. Oh God. I have enough. I have enough. Amen. Can you say it and really mean it? I have enough. Amen. I've got God and that's enough. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I have enough. Amen. I have enough. Amen. There's a little widow woman. Amen. She was going to gather the sticks. Amen. She was going to cook a cake for her little boy. And then she was going to die. The prophet came and the prophet said, amen, beg some for me too. Amen. Amen. And she found out that if God got in a little bit, it was enough. Amen. And the barrel did not run dry. Amen. The oil was not dry. Amen. Because God was enough. Amen. Amen. They were gathered around and Jesus never sent anybody away hungry. They were gathered there. He said, how are we going to feed these people? He already knew what he was going to do. Providence. The providence of God had brought a lad there. Amen. That little lad stood there with his five loaves and two small fishes. Amen. Amen. When it came time to feed them, the providence of God had brought him there. Amen. And he stepped forward and he put his little bit in the hands of Jesus. Amen. And it was enough. It was enough. They took up basketfuls because when he gets his hands on a little bit, amen, little as much, when God is in it. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, I feel like tonight that I've got enough.
As long as I got Him, I've got enough. Do you remember? Do you remember when you felt like you had enough? Godliness with contentment is great gain. Great gain. Great gain. Amen. Amen. Esau's enough was much, but Jacob's enough was all. All things are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. Amen. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him, because God is enough. Amen. God is enough. He said, I will be their God. Amen. I will be their God. Amen. He said, because I live, you shall live also. Because God is enough. When we come down to our dying hour, God is enough. When we come down to the grave, God will be enough. He'll be enough to carry us across Jordan. Amen. God is enough. Amen. Amen. When we are sick and afflicted, I know a God that is enough. Amen. How would you like to know God like Jacob knew God? He knew that God was enough. Amen. He could face his brother as long as he had God. He could face that adversity as long as he had God. He could face that fight as long as he had God. And if you don't have God, you don't have enough. If you don't have God, you ain't got nothing. Amen. And when this life is over, if you come down to the grave and you don't have God, you don't have enough. Amen. You'll die in a lost condition without God. And throughout hell, you'll remember the possessions that you had and the things that kept you away from God. And you'll say it wasn't enough. And you'll say it wasn't worth it. Amen. It wasn't worth it. Amen. If you can play the hypocrite. Amen. If you can go out and have your parties and then walk into the house of God like you haven't done nothing, you don't have enough. Amen. You don't have enough. Amen. Oh, if you could get a hold of this like Jacob got a hold of it, it would be enough. It would be enough. It would be so much you'd turn your back on this world, because this world would not satisfy you anymore. Amen. Amen. Do you have Him? Do you know Him like you used to know Him? Do you know Him like you one time knew Him? Amen. Have you felt the touch of God like you one time felt the touch of God? Can you say it tonight? I have enough. Amen. Can you say it with me tonight? I have enough. Amen. Oh, the opposition that comes against me. As long as I've got Him, I've got enough. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. His strength is enough for me. His strength is enough for me. He said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Amen. The strength of God is enough for me. Amen. As long as I live, He's got enough strength for me. Amen. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Because He's enough. His strength is enough for me. His grace is enough for me. Paul said, amen. Paul says the Lord spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Amen. My grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. His grace is enough for me. How about it tonight? How about it? Do you feel like He's enough? Amen. Do you feel like as long as you got Him, you've got enough? I told the Lord tonight, I said, Lord, I don't feel prepared. Amen. I don't feel like I can do this, but as long as You'll stand right beside me, then I've got enough to stand with. Amen. He'll stand by you when the world is crashing in around you. Amen. He'll hold you up. He'll hold you up. Amen. Amen. We've watched some of our great sisters go through sickness, amen, and discouragement, but God was enough. Amen. Amen. David said, I once was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. Amen, because He's enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! God is enough. Amen. Thy word is enough for me. Amen.
Amen. Thy word is enough for me. I told Elder Hamilton, I said, I've got this. The best thing for you to do is go back to Utah. Amen. Because I don't need it. I've got the word of God, and that's enough for me. Amen. He said, don't you need another witness? I said, no, I've got the apostles. Amen. Amen. Jesus performed miracles after he rose from the dead. Amen. And if those witnesses won't do, then Joseph Smith surely won't do. Amen. I said he was a bigamist. Amen. The Mormon doctrine is a cult. Amen. I don't believe it. Amen. So the best thing to do is go back to Utah because I've got this and that's enough. Amen. I said, you ain't going to change me and I ain't going to change you. Amen. So there ain't no use talking about it. Amen. I've got enough. Amen. I've got an experience to back up what I'm saying. Amen. I got him at an altar. I found it at an old-fashioned altar. Amen. 1 week later. Amen. Granite City. Gary Isaacs. I got filled with the Holy Ghost on a Tuesday night. Amen. And it's been enough. Amen. I understand the saying, I want more of God. Amen. But when are we going to be satisfied with the death of Jesus Christ and say that's enough for me? Amen. Faith in Him alone is enough for me. Amen. I can stand on the promises of God. I've got His promise. I've got His Word. His Word is enough for me. He said, I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you. Amen. That's enough. Amen. Let's stand all over the building. Amen. We're going to make an altar. Amen. We're going to ask you. Amen. To come and pray and seek the face of God while they come to the piano and get us a song. I want to ask you, do you feel like you've got enough? Amen. Do you feel like you've got enough? I remember when you had enough. Amen. Amen. Oh God. Oh God. His forgiving grace is enough for me. His renewing grace is enough for me. His preserving grace is enough for me. His sanctifying grace is enough for me. His perfecting grace is enough for me. Thy grace is enough for me. Can you say it tonight? You're enough! As long as I got King Jesus. As long as I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. Amen. As long as I've got Him. I don't need nobody else. Yes, I'd be heartbroken if something happened to my family. But if I got King Jesus, that's enough. Amen. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough to sustain me till I get old. Amen. That's enough to sustain me till I go to my grave. He's enough. Whew. Sometimes I feel like, and I started to say this earlier, I feel like, God, is there any hope for my children? I'm raising them in a perverted world. I'm raising them among ungodly men and ungodly women. Amen. My mom begged me. She said, son, don't have any children. You don't want to bring them into this world. Amen. And I've seen it. I've seen this world. And I've looked at this world that my children are in. And I've looked at those that have gone away. And I said, oh God, when my children get old, what will become of them? Amen. I got Him. That's enough. Come what may, let it come, let it have, let it come. Whatever happens, as long as I got Him, He's enough. There's been times that I felt like I didn't have enough. There's been times that I didn't want to backslide, but I felt like I could just vanish away and disappear and never be seen again. Amen. But He was enough. He was enough. There's times I didn't feel like I could face it, but God was enough. He'll be enough for you. He's enough for whatever you're going through. Amen. Come, these altars are open. You can seek the face of God. And if you don't feel like you've got enough, if you don't have enough to turn your back on sin, if you don't have enough to overcome temptation, He'll be enough for you. You need to come to this altar tonight and let God be enough for you. He is enough. He is enough.